It's January 5th, 2005, and you're listening to The Robcast. The Robcast is an occasional supplement to and potential replacement for my regular blog at theroblog.blogspot.com. On this edition of The Robcast, I thought I would do something a little different. I'm going to try and read a poem that I wrote a while back, just to see how it sounds actually said out loud. So here we go. And I take this step because I understand that it will make me better, will make things better. I take it because I need to take it, and my needs are mine, and my needs are needy, and I am mine. Me, the am for what I was, and the am for what I wish to be, the things, the people, and the me. A fortnight passed before enough time had passed to pass. The thrill of the trill of my soul resonated with my body, two things so rarely able to acknowledge each other that any consideration of the other required introductions and handshakes and cups of tea. And then it was done. The doing was done, yet there seemed nothing left to do but the doing still. And the stillness stolen from the night was brought to an uneasy new day, cautious, suspicious. A day that knew that, even at this early point in its life, the day was not going as planned. Disheveled I sat, and shat and spat upon my own rhetoric to the uncaring masses of me. Disheartened I sat, sad, maddened by my madness, saddened for my gladness that had left angrily decades ago in a bitter feud between love and longing and loneliness. Odd as I was, as old as I was, and I was old, though it was older still, I was still proud and stood proudly still. And now I do the necessary, I perform the must. A mist of musk, the mask of dusk, the mask of dust, a mast of trust, he arrives, solemn yet bitter. He has known the way I have shown him, and is here to show it to me. Reflexive reflexivity clouds my eyes, as his stares vies for my attention's attrition. His conviction of my condition withers my condition of conviction. His shadow stretches before him and arcs my direction as he maneuvers into position. The Terminator's terminus crosses over me and stops, pointing its long accusing finger of a shadow at me, its darkness finding mine. I am drawn down. I sit, a prick, a stick, a twitch, a hitch, a shudder. I sink into my stink, as the dark of the shadow and my soul dance about, filling the space of space, the space of this place, leaving their dark trails over everything, erasing the space of this place, the him, the here, the me, the be. Well, there you have it. Feel free to leave me comments on my blog at theroblog.blogspot.com or send me an email at therob@thenetatwork.com. That's therob@thenetatwork.com.